please rise and take the oath.
I, Dana Catherine Scully, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
I would like to read from a prepared statement.
You may do so.
I left behind a career in medicine to become an FBI agent 4 years ago because I believed in this country, because I wanted to uphold its laws, to punish the guilty, and to protect the innocent. I still believe in this country, but I believe there are powerful men in the government who do not, men who have no respect for the law and who flout it with impunity.
Miss Scully.
I have come to the conclusion that it is
Agent
no longer
Scully.
Possible.
This is not a soapbox, Miss Scully. Your statement will be entered into the record.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, I would like to finish.
This is not why we are here today.
Then why are we here, sir?
Agent Scully, do you or do you not know the whereabouts of Agent Mulder? Are you or are you not aware of Agent Mulder's present location?
I respectfully decline to answer that question, sir.
Miss Scully, you cannot refuse to answer that question.
Because I believe answering that question could endanger Agent Mulder's life.
You don't seem to understand. Your response is not optional. You're an agent of the FBI.
Well, then, if I may please finish my statement, that it is no longer possible for me to carry out my duties as an FBI agent.
Are you tendering your resignation, Agent Scully? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, sir. What I am saying is that there is a culture of lawlessness that has prevented me from doing my job. That the real target of this committee's investigation should be the men who are beyond prosecution and punishment. The men whose secret policies are behind the crimes that you are investigating.
Either you tell us what you know about Agent Mulder's whereabouts, or you will be held in contempt of Congress. Agent Scully.
Of your trip?
Government business.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to see the customs official right through those doors there.
What for? I'm traveling on a United States diplomatic visa.
A random check, sir. Please proceed through the doors.
I've got a connecting flight.
Right through those doors, sir.
Right over here, sir.
I don't know what this is about. I have diplomatic papers. I can't be treated like this.
Is that your only piece of luggage, sir?
Yes.
Can you open it for me?
No.
Sir, I'm not offering it as a choice. Open the briefcase or we'll open it for you.
I don't have the combination.
Vince, I need a strip and full body cavity search of this man.
There's going to be hell to pay for this treatment.
Sir, would you mind telling me exactly what kind of diplomatic work you do, sir? And what material you're transporting in these?
Those are filled with biohazardous materials.
Then where's the paperwork? And why aren't the containers marked?
Don't open those. Whatever you do, that material cannot be exposed. Listen to me! Open this door! Somebody open this door! Somebody! Somebody open this door! Somebody let me out of here!
What the hell is this?
Somebody!
Oh, my God. The door. Please let me out of here. Oh, oh, my God. Open the door.
Somebody let me out of here. Get me out now. Get me out of here. Somebody
go in too soon. We got to be patient. It'll happen.
What makes you so sure?
I've received a series of receipts over the past few weeks for detonation cord, for racing and diesel fuel, for 80 bags of ammonium nitrate, purchased in cash in three different states under three different signatures.
What makes you so sure that it's here, that it's tonight?
Last night I received two new receipts, one for first and last on a storage space at this address, and one to rent a two-ton truck yesterday, both purchased with the same signature.
We could be looking at the next Oklahoma City.
Well, so who do you think's leaking them, and why would they leak them to you?
We've got traffic.
Driver's side. Federal agent, I'm armed. Exit the vehicle now.
Driver's dead.
I counted two men. Get out of the truck. Let me see your hands. Hands in the air.
You son of a bitch.
Mulder!
I handed you this bus, Mulder.
Oh, come on, Krycek.
Who do you think sent you those receipts?
Yeah.
Most of the detonation cord was stolen from a construction site, and some of the explosives were just taken from the military base. I mean, security's just a lax.
It's a joke!
Missed everything else? It's over the counter. 2,000 kilos of boom boom.
How'd you get involved with these men?
They found me in North Dakota.
They liberated me on a salvage hunt. Hey, you go underground, you gotta learn to live with the rats.
Sure you had no trouble adapting.
These men are pathetic revolutionaries who kill innocent Americans in the name of bonehead ideologies.
You're full of crap, Krychek. You're an invertebrate scum sucker whose moral dipstick's about two drops short of bone dry.
I love this country.
What do you want, Krychek?
Same thing you do. To find the man who tried to kill me. The same man who's responsible for your father's death. Your sisters.
You want this man brought to justice?
You can't bring these men to justice. They're protected. The laws of this country protect these men under the name of national security. They know no law.
Then why don't you put a bullet in his head like you did that man out there?
These men, they fear one thing. Exposure. You expose him. Expose his crimes. You destroy the destroyer's ability to destroy.
The only thing that will destroy this man is the truth.
The truth, the truth. There's no truth. These men, they make it up as they go along. They're the engineers of the future. They're the real revolutionaries. I can get them for you, too.
We can't help you, Krychek.
Mulder.
This is just one bomb I'm sitting on here. You didn't ask me how many more I know about.
Your attention, please. Due to adverse weather conditions, Transcon Flight 78 from Buenos Aires has been delayed. Please check the on-screen monitors located throughout the terminal for a new arrival time.
Flight is on.
There's an international charter that originated in Russia. Turkish Airlines.
There it is. Air Lakayo. Got in at 6:45. That's 15 minutes ago. Come on, let's go.
Still has to go through customs.
No. We'll be carrying a diplomatic pouch.
Sir, federal agent. Don't be alarmed. I just need to speak with you. Stop! Stop right there! Sir! Mulder!
Look. Is this some kind of joke?
What?
Joan.
What is it?
Expose it for him, Scully. What did you get for Halloween, Charlie Brown?
Who is it?
I need to speak with you, sir.
What do you want, Agent Mulder?
I need your authorization to provide a safe house.
A safe house for whom?
This man has information about extreme right militia that could save the lives of innocent Americans.
He'll be safe here. Relatively safe. We're not even yet, boy. That's a start. Give me the keys.
Come on. You can't leave me out here. I'm gonna freeze to death.
Just think warm thoughts.
Absolutely no idea where this came from.
Not its origin, no.
But you have an idea, don't you?
This rock contains what are called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, fitting the approximate description of those in fragments of meteorite found recently in the ice fields of Antarctica.
Are you saying
that what you're looking at is quite possibly from Mars, over 4 billion years old?
Is it valuable?
Well, beyond adding evidence to the debate over fossilized remains of alien bacteria, it's relatively worthless.
Does this rock contain those fossilized remains, Dr. Sachs?
Well, I won't know that until I'm able to take a core sample, which I very much hope you'll allow me to do.
I think we'd all like to know what's in that rock.
I didn't realize you lived in this neighborhood, Mr. Skinner.
I just moved in.
I guess you live in an upper floor for the view?
What do you want from me?
Agents Mulder and Scully intercepted a diplomatic pouch here in Washington last night. I'm afraid it's created a problem in foreign policy circles. Quite a problem, actually.
I don't know anything about any diplomatic pouch.
No. Nothing about the matter?
No, I don't.
Well, I find that hard to believe, as their supervisory agent. As a friend, I should advise you, Mr. Skinner, that withholding information on matters of national security is punishable under this country's laws of treason and sedition.
Thank you. I'll consider myself advised as a friend.
I need that pouch, Mr. Skinner. And I need to know who gave him the order to intercept it.
I'll get back to you.
Wars have broken out over far less, Mr. Skinner. Far, far less.
that something?
Big dead end at the State Department. The U.S. Customs officials detained another courier on a similar visa in Honolulu 2 nights ago. He was coming from Russia and Georgia carrying some kind of toxic soil sample.
Toxic?
Yes, which leads me to believe that what's in this rock we intercepted are answers beyond the existence of extraterrestrial life, even beyond the conspiracy to cover up that existence.
Mulder, that rock contains fossils of what is believed to be alien bacteria, and even that is under intense debate.
Well, why all this effort to get it onto U.S. soil? I think that what Alex Krycek has given us is a pivotal piece to an even larger plot.
What he's given us, Mulder, is a rock. Alex Krycek is a liar and a murderer.
Who wants to expose the same men that we do and will go to any lengths to succeed.
What I'm worried about is you, Mulder. How far you'll go. And how far I can follow you.
NASA Goddard.
Well, I suggest you turn around and head home. I don't know how I'm going to explain myself to the police.
Explain yourself about what?
The police are in my place with a dead body. They want to talk to everyone in the building.
Pull over here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to take a cab. I want you to find out about that rock. Call me as soon as you do.
Should be too much longer.
No, I wasn't home.
And you live on what floor?
17th, Walter Skinner. I'm an assistant director with the FBI.
Oh. Well, my apologies. I got some bad information from my lieutenant that there's a man hanging from your balcony.
Not right now, sir. I'm sorry.
Out of here like nothing happened. Anybody speaks to us, you say nothing.
I got no problem. If you put me up here, man, I'm looking forward to see how you get me out.
Stupid ass haircut.
I got news for you, Mulder. When they find out he's dead in the ground down there, there's gonna be no question his apartment he was pulled out of.
Who is he?
Same guy with the pouch. Let's go. I say follow the pouch.
Yeah.
Mulder, it's me. Listen to me. Whatever's in that rock, it appears to be lethal.
What is it?
Dr. Sachs, he's... I don't know, Mulder. I've never seen this before. I don't know if he's dead or alive.
I think you better find out. I want you to get me an address in New York.
You're gonna have to go through the bureau to get that. Fox Mulder.
What are you doing here?
I need your help.
How do you know where I live?
FBI database. I'm sorry, it's a matter of extreme urgency. A diplomatic pouch left Russia and arrived here in the U.S. Two men are dead. I need to know why.
Thank you. Agent Mulder. The diplomatic pouch traveled an apex route to the Russian province of Krasnoyarsk.
Krasnoyarsk?
Port of entry was the city of Norilsk.
It's just north of Tunguska.
Tunguska?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
My cell phone. I'm going to book myself on a flight to Krasnoyarsk, Russia.
I can help you, Agent Mulder.
Find my cell phone?
No. With cover credentials. A diplomatic passport and visa.
Why? Why are you helping me?
Because I can. Because there are those of us who believe in you. Believe in your search for the truth.
How long will it take?
How long do you have?
Where have you been?
Making travel arrangements.
To go where?
Follow the pouch.
You're gonna keep me in the dark.
Yeah.
These are level 4 suits. Exactly what he's wearing.
Contamination is impossible unless there's a tear or a loss of pressurization. So whatever happened to him, it's unlikely it penetrated the suit.
What do you think happened?
We won't know until we get in there and take a closer look.
I'm leaving the window rolled down. If I'm not back in a week, I'll call Agent Scully to come bring you a bowl of water.
Mulder! Mulder, you're not going to leave me here!
Say to me?
What?
You called me a bad name.
Tvary! Obskura! Mutakni Groshchai!
You speak Russian, Krajcik?
My parents were Cold War immigrants. What's it to you?
On the miles.
It would help if you had a phone.
You come out here because there are no phones.
What is it? A courier is dead.
Yes, I heard. Pushed out a window. Can this expose us?
No, of course not. Our necessary and plausible denial is intact.
What is your concern?
Last night, CIA airport intel had a man using UN credentials appear on their computers. Booked on a flight for Krasnoyarsk, Russia.
Who was it?
We haven't been able to determine that with any certainty as yet, but it appears to be a man fitting the description of Fox Mulder.
You fool, you stupid fool. This must be corrected. This must be handled.
Well, of course it can be. You know my capabilities in a crisis.
I don't think you realize what's at stake here. What level this must be carried to. This will take more than just a good aim.
Senator Sorensen wants to see us?
That's usually what a letter of summons means, Agent Scully.
Yes, but a summons for what?
I can only guess. But the fact I'm named in the invitation with you and Agent Mulder leads me to believe that I've been implicated in something far more serious than I already know. How much more serious, Scully?
It's hard to say.
More serious than harboring an known felon? What about Agent Mulder? What does he know?
Agent Mulder is endeavoring to get his own answers, sir.
Where?
За теми деревьями будет 5 километров останется. Вот туда нужно ехать. Понял?
He's asking about 5 kilometers of those woods.
Let's go.
You're gonna keep me in the dark. Thank you. What are we doing here, Mulder?
June 30th, 1908. Tungus tribesmen and Russian fur traders look up into the southeastern Siberian sky and see a fireball streaking to Earth. When it hit the atmosphere, it created a series of cataclysmic explosions that are considered to be the largest single cosmic event in the history of civilization. 2,000 times the force of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
What was it?
It's been speculated that it was a piece of a comet, or an asteroid, or even a piece of antimatter. The power of the blast leveled trees in a radial pattern for 2,000 kilometers. No real definitive evidence has ever been found to provide a satisfying explanation for what it was.
I think somebody found that evidence. And the explanation is something that nobody ever dreamed of.
Some kind of mining camp. Oh. I don't think they're miners.
Run! Run!
I don't speak Russian.
Then no one has told you.
Told me what?
That you were brought here to die. To wish you were dead.
I wasn't brought here. I came here looking for something.
The only thing you will find here is death and suffering.
What is this place?
This place? A gulag. A place where the guilty rule the innocent.
Пусти меня!
Отдохни пока.
We gotta get out of here. They're gonna torture us.
How do you know?
They were questioning me. Trying to get me to confess.
To what?
To being a spy.
How'd you tell them?
That we were stupid Americans. Lost in the woods. Mulder, you're gonna need me in here. Don't touch me again.
Agent Scully, Mr. Skinner. Thank you for coming.
No, it's difficult to decline an invitation from a member of Congress, Senator.
Please, have a seat. Are you familiar with the penalties for obstruction of justice?
Is that a rhetorical question, sir?
You know why you've been called here today?
We have an idea, Senator.
We've been looking into the death of this man outside your apartment, Mr. Skinner, and it's raised some troubling questions.
Such as?
Such as what this man was doing on your balcony before he fell to his death. It was your balcony, wasn't it, Mr. Skinner? Perjury is a very serious offense, particularly for an FBI agent.
We intend to file a complete report on this matter, sir, once we fully understand what it is that we're investigating.
And Agent Mulder, you explained to me why he declined my invitation to be here today?
Agent Mulder is in the field, sir, seeking answers to the questions you are asking.
And where is he seeking these answers? Agent Scully?
I'm in.
Я хочу скорее отсюда выбраться. Кто тебе сказал, что тебя вообще оттуда выпустят? Я все равно хочу отсюда выбраться. Отведи меня к вашему лейтенанту. Он захочет со мной поговорить.
Я не знаю. Я не знаю. Мне не нужны лишние неприятности.
Что ты сказал?
That I want to see a supervisor.
Ну смотри. Если начальнику не понравится,
отвечу.
Ты мне ответишь.
Отвечу.
До свидания.
That man is not your friend. He speaks it differently to the guards. Formal language, as if to an equal. You are deceived.
Who are you?
A prisoner, like you. But I have committed no crime.
Why are you here?
To do the work, like the others. like them. I will die in an experiment when there is no longer any use for me.
What kind of experiment?
Сядь его! Помогите его быстро на пол! Лицом вниз! Так держать! Так покрепче его держать! No!
This.